Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today is Headline Friday. That means I'm looking for headlines to read, maybe delve inside the story, hopefully explain one or two things, or interpret it one or two things, things that are trending. The newly elected Trump administration, like these, they're not in place yet, but you know what I mean, right? They are proposing to have migrants. And this is my interpretation. I'm going to have to read the article. And Erin is with me, so she knows she's going to read the article. But this is my interpretation. Migrants that are found on the sea. I can call the people names who normally find on the sea. Coming through the Bahamas. Who are trying to get into the United States. Those migrants, right? I think, this is how I'm interpreting, that the administration is saying that they want the Bahamas to sign that we will take in, absorb, detain, process those migrants who, I guess, Coast Guard come across. That's my interpretation. I'm going to have Erin read it. Now, mind you, at this present time, whenever the Coast Guard come across migrants, I can call it particular migrants I'm talking about, on the sea, they tend to turn them over to the Bahamas. And then we process them and then eventually deport them. Right, so the semantics there, and I'm trying to get in more information on that. I'm thinking that lily pad. I'm thinking Rwanda with England in terms of holding people who seeking asylum. I'm thinking all of that, and I'm saying that perhaps our government needs to give us some detail. What exactly is Mr. Trump proposing in detail, and not for us to. To side with Trump, you know, just so we can understand, so we can join in on the protests, on the conclusion that our government said, no, we ain't doing it because we ain't get the resources. And that's what we're going to do today. Today, that's my first article. I also want to talk about the update I saw in Miami Herald. I'm going to read that in. So let me quickly have Erin, you have that article, right? The one with the Trump.
Right, not the Miami Herald.
No, the Trump one.
Right, I have an article.
Okay, let's go read.
Not one that you sent to me, though.
No, whatever you want. All right,
so I found it very interesting, Mr. Nuri. It is Al Jazeera, right? But here is the headline. Bahamas setback. What's Trump's plan to expel migrants to third country? The Bahamas rejected a plan on Thursday to take immigrants from other countries who have been deported by the United States. The plan to deport immigrants to countries including the Bahamas was reportedly proposed by the incoming Donald Trump administration in the U.S. Full stop, right? So on my show, I referenced the 2022 Summit of the Americas, the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, which did the same thing, right? A number of countries, not including the Bahamas, signed on to the declaration, agreeing to essentially do the same thing.
Did they list any country so I can have reference, like any Caribbean country?
Yeah, man. The declaration itself lists like the Republic of Costa Rica, Barbados, Belize.
Barbados, right? Signed this treaty?
Jamaica.
Jamaica also signed this?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Honduras, the Republic of Honduras.
But that's fine. I talk with them. I talk with Caribbean people. I know, read. You
Honduras is Caribbean people. What's the definition of Caribbean? They sit
English
on the basin.
English-speaking people.
Say English-speaking Caribbean.
Yes, people who like us, who look like us. They finish read.
It's people who look like us in Honduras too, you know.
They don't sound like us, though.
They sound like you when you're talking crazy.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll read again the names, the countries that signed on. Are you good?
Yeah, Mike, no, I want to hear these names. I'm trying to see who we are also against in terms of agreeing. But go ahead.
Okay, don't use such divisive language. Maybe. The Argentine Republic, Barbados, Belize, the Federative Republic of Brazil, Canada, the Republic of Chile, the Republic of Colombia, the Republic of Costa Rica, the Republic of Ecuador, the Republic of El Salvador, the Republic of Guatemala, Cooperative Republic of Guyana, also Caribbean, the Republic of Haiti, also Caribbean, the Republic of Honduras, Jamaica, the United Mexican States, the Republic of Panama, the Republic of America, and the Oriental Republic of Uruguay.
So that's the list there?
Yeah.
So a number of other Caribbean nations have not signed on to this particular thing. But definitely people of note, Barbados and Jamaica.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I want to know. So everyone who didn't read the article understand who all is agreeing with it. But finish reading the article. Go ahead.
All right. Again, we are reading from the article, Bahamas Setback. What's Trump's plan to expel migrants to third country? Posted by Al Jazeera today, 6th of December. Go back to the article. The plan to deport immigrants to countries, including the Bahamas, was reportedly proposed by the incoming Donald Trump administration in the U.S. Like I say again, maybe the details may be different, but it seems like this is the same Los Angeles Declaration on Migration plan. Republican President-elect Trump built his campaign around the promise of carrying out the, quote, largest deportation operation, close quotes, in U.S. history. Here is more about the plan. Trump's team has a list of countries to which they want to send deported immigrants if their home countries refuse to accept them, NBC News reported on Thursday, citing three unnamed sources, right? Now, I hadn't heard that specific language in the Los Angeles Declaration, but the Los Angeles Declaration or the Lily Pad Plan, similar to the Rwanda-UK migrant plan in Rwanda, right? If you enter the country in like in a very dangerous way, like you smuggle yourself onto a plane, right? Or in the hold of a plane or a ship. If you are found, you will not only be returned or deported, but you will be barred from ever entering again.
And not applying.
Right. Yeah. So they can't just send you back, though, to a country if you say, I'm in fear of my life. I'm afraid I'm going to be killed by political agents or whatever. They can't just send you back there either, right? Mm-hmm. So what Rwanda has agreed to do is they have agreed to hold, whether temporarily or permanently, migrants that are deported from the UK for undocumented entry or legal entry. Mm-hmm. Rwanda will also absorb some of those migrants into their own population.
Mm. We want that here in Obama.
The point I made was, even if we wanted it, do we have the capacity to manage a program like that effectively?
Not with this housing shortage. It'll be giving up houses, which Bahamians are now opting or having challenges with. But I want to put all on the record so we can get some callers too. So I want us to go through that article as much as possible, even though I appreciate your interrogation. I mean, I ain't critiquing that. I'm just saying that. Continue to read.
All right, let's get back to the article. You see the two calls?
No, after you finish reading, then we go to
all right. So we go back to the article. The outlet reported that in addition to the Bahamas, Trump is considering the neighboring Turks and Caicos Islands as well as Panama and Grenada. Now, we know that Turks and Caicos already rejected the idea, right? Mm-hmm. In the same way in the Bahamas, I'm going to read from the OPM statement on it yesterday. Panama now, again, in 2022, the Republic of Panama is on the list of signatories. Mm-hmm. It's possible that they fell off, or this plan may be broader in terms than the 2022 plan, and he's re-engaging them about picking up these other elements. Mm-hmm. All right, we continue to read. Further details, such as whether the immigrants would be allowed to work if they enter such a third country, are not known yet, NBC reported. It is also not known, quote, what kind of pressure, quote, Trump will place on the third countries to accept the immigrants. I don't like that. Was the writer about to say on the third world countries, right, to accept the immigrants? Earlier, Trump had said that he is willing to declare a state of emergency and utilize the military to carry out mass deportations. To the point where, stick a pin in your ear, that apparently some universities and tertiary institutions are sending out notices to their students, international students, to please return to country before the... Was it the inauguration? Before the inauguration.
So trying to say they have illegal migrants in this university?
No. What I'm trying to say is the universities are not certain on what the Trump administration's policies will be.
Regarding legal migrants.
Because here's what happens. They change the terms, right? Like, you already have status. The terms are changed. So maybe you're on a student visa, you're on a work visa. when that visa expires, you may no longer qualify to be able to get a renewed visa.
Oh, okay. I didn't see where that had come from, but go ahead.
Pardon?
No, go continue.
I mean, it happened. Trump did that the first time he came in, first thing, travel ban, right? And a lot of universities were impacted by that, both students and lecturers unable to get back into the country. The terms of these visas could change at any time, right? And so it's an important consideration. In a Thursday statement, the Office of Bahamian Prime Minister Philip Davis said it had, quote, reviewed and firmly rejected, close quotes, the scheme to have the Bahamas accept deportation flights. The Turks and Caicos Islands will also not welcome the deported immigrants. Arlington Musgrove, the Minister of Immigration and Border Services for the archipelago neighboring the Bahamas, said on Thursday. The Miami Herald. Democratic outgoing President Joe Biden had applied a similar immigration measure during his tenure. In 2022, he started negotiating with Suriname to accept Afghan refugees held at a U.S. base in Kosovo after they failed to meet entry requirements to the U.S., the Wall Street Journal reported in 2022, citing unnamed officials. According to the Miami Herald, Suriname recently agreed to accept those refugees. Interesting that the writer doesn't reference the 2022 Los Angeles Declaration. The article goes on, is this similar to the UK's Rwanda plan? In April 2022, under a Conservative Party government, the United Kingdom announced that it would send people seeking asylum in the UK to Rwanda. Mm-hmm. In November 2023, the UK Supreme Court declared the plan unlawful, citing safety concerns. It's the first time in history I saw British public servants protesting. However, the UK government signed a new treaty with Rwanda, adding security safeguards. In April of this year, the treaty was ratified and the Safety of Rwanda Act became law. However, the Labour Party has since won the UK election in July and cancelled the Rwanda plan. And so the question is Trump preparing to cancel the Los Angeles Declaration for less formal agreements with partnering countries? Is the plan still in operation, but he's just trying to bring more countries on board, signaling one area where Biden and Trump agree? In May this year, since 2016, Turkey has hosted refugees from Syria as a part of a deal with the European Union. In May this year, 15 EU countries demanded that the bloc tighten its asylum policy to make it easier to transfer asylum seekers to third countries. It's a very important conversation.
No, my concern or what I wanted was to understand what was being proposed. Mm-hmm. Now I see there's some clarity in terms of it. Mm-hmm. I want to know, how does this impact the immigrant population who are being deported back to the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. Who are not necessarily are Bahamian. They perhaps were born in the Bahamas, right? And they happen to be able to immigrate to the United States. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they're now deported back to country of origin, which is the Bahamas. I want to know, how does that impact those people who do not have status here in the Bahamas, but are being deported like crazy back to here?
And let's make a distinction, right? Because I still need to determine whether the Trump plan is returning to last place of embarkation, mm-hmm. or to place of origin, mm-hmm. right? Because the last port you left, mm-hmm. the port you were at before you came here, mm-hmm. that may not be your port of origin. It may not be your country of origin, mm-hmm. right? And so that language has to be cleared up as well. We would have a legal obligation to accept anyone who proves that they're a citizen, right? I would imagine, that's why I am the prime minister, who was, is, or could be in a process that would determine that they are actually Bahamian citizens.
I mean, there was Bahamian in waiting, whatever that term is.
Whatever the Chief Justice Demers call it.
Yeah. Let's go to the call this year, and then we finish the article, we can move on to the next one I want to read in the record and analyze. Let's go first call. Well, press that button there, Aaron. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, it seems like we are coming sideways. It's the question, is it for the Haitian migrants or Haitian immigrants that's in America that might make it over here?
No, it's okay.
Or are we speaking in general? Because every day the Bahamas deports migrants back to Haiti on a weekly basis. So I really don't think that they're talking about Haitian migrants.
No, they're talking about Haitian migrants, but really what they're talking about is them, right?
Uh-huh.
They are concerned about them. Right now we have the UK, the EU, and the United States of America have all implemented similar policies or strategies, right, that would return undocumented migrants, right, would remove undocumented migrants and not necessarily return them to their country of origin. So the plan is about them. They don't care who the migrant is that's interdicted to determine where it is best suited to place them, right? And this article I was reading from, it says, Trump's deportation plan intends to move people to countries to which they have no links.
Because it sounds as though they're talking about multiple migrants from different countries.
Absolutely, right?
But I don't think the microscope is on Haitian migrants or Haitian asylum seekers.
It is also, but
it sounds like, you know, we have a xenophobic problem in the Bahamas towards Haitian migrants, right?
Right.
Let's be real.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's coming off as though their main concern is the Haitian asylum seekers and the migrants that might be shipped to the Bahamas through Trump's new proposal.
Okay, pause.
But I'm telling you, I could be wrong, but don't the Bahamas government deport Haitian migrants on a weekly basis?
I mean, we deport them regularly, but pause for a second, caller. Neither Cecil or I did. I mean, we didn't mention Haitian migrants specifically. However, if we are reading the plan, right, then we realize that in the Caribbean region, there will be a focus on the largest demographic of migrant in this region. Now, right. Haitian migrants aren't the largest demographic of migrant entering the U.S. undocumented, right. But how many Latin-speaking people use the Bahamas as their route to get into the United States of America? Use the Caribbean as their route. And so it's not a xenophobia to understand or to attempt to determine which categories or which group likely, right, or that we'll see the greater numbers of, because on the other side of the Gulf, right, they're going to be having that's where the migrants are moving, Latin-speaking, Spanish-speaking migrants. They're walking up. In fact, what's been documented is a number of Haitian migrants have been found in caravans, right? Like they went south.
They went to Mexico.
To Central America, and then they joined a caravan there and walked up into the United States of America.
Right.
Right. So, of course, in the Bahamas, we know that it's likely the majority of migrants that they will attempt to bring to the Bahamas will be of Haitian descent. But then, again, they say Trump's plan intends to not return migrants to countries where they may have links. Now, that is a huge issue, caller. That's a massive issue. It's sort of the same thing with the UK-Rwanda migrant plan. Rwanda is landlocked, right? And so it's like they are now making our countries proxies in a war against poor people, against migrants. We're not going to do this to them. You're going to do this to them.
So what happens if the Bahamas, like Brave said, he rejects it, then what?
We will wait. We'll wait to see what happens.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks. Yes, Let's go to the next caller there, because we got the next article I want to go through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Caller, it is Doc and Weiss along with you on air in Aniri.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas. What the President of the United States got to remember, also our leaders, reboot. Coming. Pardon me for that. Somebody knocking at my door. Reboot. And if we don't want something in our country, we shouldn't have it. These people got to quit jiving and think the Bahamian people stupid. Okay?
Thank you, Bremen. Go answer your door. Don't watch nothing.
Good.
Say it again?
Go answer the door. You could always call back. Okay.
I have another article I want to read because this is like an ongoing story. We'll have to wait to see if the new administration, Trump administration, responds. This is an official response by our prime minister. We're rejecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to see, or we'll wait to see what that administration will do.
I want to stick a pin. I think what requires a lot of interrogation is this sentence: Trump's deportation plan intends to move people to countries which they have no links.
Mm.
Right? As a matter of policy, that's problematic. I'm not sure if it conflicts in any way with the provisions of international law and the treatment of migrants, right? But think about this. What did they do to Africans? They disconnected them from the language, from the land, from their gods, from their culture, from their spirituality, right? This evokes in me a deep concern, the idea that you want to move them to countries which they have no links.
Okay, get my next article. Producer Patrick, call it through us. Erin, getting that next story for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Muri. Good morning, Erin. Guys.
Morning.
Listen, I'm listening to what you're reading about the Trump team. It seems like he is trying to isolate the persons from their home states, but he's making it seem like their country don't want them.
Well, in some instances, he'll say, it sounds like that, but in some instances, people will say if they can connect to people they know, they're just going to start the journey again, right? Like cut them off all resources, prevent them from being able to launch again. But that's all manner of problems, right? And it is the evolution of a police state where it shouldn't be. It's only recently that undocumented migration has been criminalized by countries, right? That somebody attempted to enter your country illegally or undocumented, they should not be then subject to this type of punishment.
Not because I feel like, you know, send them back home. After being sent back home, now, yes, you have some who will attempt to return.
And there's some you can't send home because they have legitimate asylum or refugee claims.
Yes, that's different. But those who you can send home, you know, send them home, you know, explain to them this is not the way to do it. And if you come back, you'll go back and whatever, whatever. So, and then all you'll be doing is wasting money. So try to explain them properly and send them home. If the countries, if their home countries don't want them, try to start a conversation. But Trump don't like to talk to people. And he talk at you. He don't talk to you. So he should start. And then I feel like what he's going to do now, because of the type of personality he has shown thus far, that 9 times out of 10, he's going to levy something against us for not accepting him. That's how I see it, because that's the type of personality he has shown, that type of person he has shown to be. That he's going to come after us and try to do something to get back at our country for not accepting the migrants. And that's wrong, because if those persons, you can imagine you joking a foreigner who lived in their country and or America for years into the Bahamas, and you know, our country is fast moving as America. He has much things he had to do us there. You know, you can imagine the personalities will be coming in this country and the type of frustration we would have sitting on us.
Listen, it's easy, you know. In global politics, it's what you are prepared to sacrifice to maintain your sovereignty. Not what you're prepared to ask for, beg for. What are you prepared to sacrifice to maintain your sovereignty? I say, if there are any negative repercussions,
we deal with it.
We stop the ban of... I mean, we stopped the import of conch into the United States of America. What else we could do?
Lobster.
We could tell them they can't make a lick in the U.S. no more.
What?
Exactly.
What else?
No crawfish.
Or
tell them don't being allowed, none of the tourists come here?
No, not that part.
No,
we could tell them take the spaceship. Tell them, buddy, take the spaceship out the water. Take the rockets out the water.
Thank you very much, Carla.
Thank God the boy buy Exuma 2 fire truck, eh?
Yeah.
But thank God to the private citizen.
Because that don't make no sense.
Who said, hey.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this next article. Can you bring that up for me too?
Mm-hmm.
It's an update. It's an update by the Miami Herald about the situation about the Chief Superintendent Curtis. Sergeant Simonet and Petty Officer Roker. So it's an update and where they mention what all has the Bahamas done since the recent indictment. And I want to make sure that the Bahamian people are aware that a narrative is being crafted and that the update is there. And what is the update? So let me just read that and I'll go to the callers right after that.
All right. We are reading from the article Indictment, Corrupt Bahamas Police Government Helped Smugglers Pour Cocaine into the U.S. This article was updated on the 5th of December at 4:37 p.m. Royal Bahamas Police Force, who oversaw aviation operations for all of the country's airports, was arrested in November in South Florida as a part of an alleged cocaine smuggling ring that involved Bahamian officials and Colombian brokers. Curtis, who is among 11 Bahamian defendants, awaits transfer to New York City, where the indictment was filed last month. A new and scathing federal indictment charging three Bahamian police and military officers with taking bribes while helping smuggle cocaine into the United States has tainted the Caribbean nation's image as a tranquil paradise and triggered political infighting that has already led to calls for reforms and at least one high-profile police resignation. In the indictment filed late last month in federal court, United States prosecutors portrayed the Bahamas as a narco state that fuels gang activity, violent crime, weapons trafficking, and homicides that have undermined the safety and stability of the archipelago country. For decades, cocaine and marijuana smugglers have used a sprawling chain. You want me to go through this? Go past that?
Go ahead. I think we're going to stop.
All right. For decades, cocaine and marijuana smugglers have used a sprawling chain of 700 islands as launching points. The closest Bimini is just 48 miles from Miami and a short trip in a go-fast boat. But the indictment charges that in recent years, several high-ranking members of the Bahamas police, military, and government worked in direct collaboration with Colombian traffickers.
It's a long article.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Go ahead.
Since at least May 2021, drug traffickers have smuggled tons of cocaine through the Bahamas into the United States with the support and protection of corrupt Bahamian government officials, including high-ranking members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, close quotes, the first sentence in the indictment says. Federal authorities say corrupt Bahamian law enforcement and government officials have not only impeded U.S. efforts to crack down on South American cocaine shipments by air and sea, but also have sabotaged them by tipping off drug traffickers about surveillance missions and providing misleading information about suspects who moved, quote, massive shipments, close quotes, of cocaine to sell across the U.S. I was trying to find the
meat part. Of it. But yeah. Long and short, you could go and continue to read that article. They mention they have pictures of the chief superintendent. I think they have pictures also of the sergeant. And my point is an update on what all the Bahamas has done in terms of changing law and proposing law, new laws, legislation, and also in terms of the Commission of Police.
Mm-hmm.
And also it mentions the protests or whatever the demonstration that the opposition did. So I'm not sure if this is a good thing in terms of at least they show movement of what's happening to the Bahamas, or are they trying to paint a picture that there's a fallout in the Bahamas?
The article itself.
And then I am also want to know what should we be doing as a nation in terms of the government's response, one, and as a people in terms of do we get defensive or do we say, well, we allow the case to go through, not guilty, and say that clear, or let me give an example. Recently, and up to the day, the Sergeant Simonet was dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
He was suspended initially, and he was now officially dismissed from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. To this day, there has been no narrative of what are the possible consequences of being charged or indicted in the United States. I'm not sure what's happening with...
Well, there's an article in yesterday's paper, right? Mm-hmm. Where the Prime Minister spoke. Oh, it may have been the day before, but the Prime Minister arrests the people in the indictment upon request.
Yes, I understand that. Okay.
Of the United States. Well, that says a whole lot, Mr. Newry. I mean, the point I made yesterday was...
They're innocent until proven guilty. You charging or accusing people doesn't mean they're guilty. But they're going back to Simonette and Curtis.
I ain't playing.
What happens to them?
I'm not. First of all, what happens to them? That's who they're talking about, right? Like when the official request comes, we will detain them.
No, they're not here. Those two are not here.
Well, they're detained.
Yeah, but no, there are other members whose names were mentioned who are here in the Bahamas now.
Right.
I assume the Prime Minister meant those people, not the
yes.
two who are already detained.
Yeah.
But my question is, we don't know the policy, the
procedures. We do know what the Prime Minister already told us. They ain't doing nothing.
That can't be the policy.
Until there's an official request to detain them.
But he did something about Simonette. Simonette has been expelled or fired from the police force.
Because his name was called in the report.
Then also calling the name in the report, it's Curtis. Curtis? Yeah, Curtis. We have no clue what's happening with that. Is he suspended? Is he on garden leave? Is he on vacation? Is he going to be interdicted? I think that's the right word. I do not know what happens next regarding, or the petty officer. Is he suspended?
Give me your phone so I could search up the article from yesterday's paper for you.
No, is right? he? Let me go into the caller right now. I see you, caller. Let me put it this way. Is Petty, the petty officer, Roca, is he suspended? Is he fired? Is he on garden leave? We just do not know. And nobody is even telling us the stand of operation. At this present time, he's not suspended. However, we're waiting on this particular information. And in 2 months, 3 months, if this doesn't happen, we'll go to this. Are they absent from duty? Are they considered AWOL? You know, how can a petty officer, military man, be missing from work? And there is no official statement on what is happening to them. So let's go to the caller while you look for that article. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back. The thing is, Nuri and Aaron, I don't think anybody should be filling up our country, okay? And the Prime Minister, even though he disagree, we don't want anything underground. We have a beautiful country. Our people are beautiful. The original Bahamians, okay? We are beautiful people and we have a beautiful country.
Bremen, the original Bahamians are indigenous.
What you were going to say?
I say
I said
the original Bahamians were indigenous people. Don't be careful that you're not perpetuating the same violence you wish to eradicate from your own country.
No, man, don't say that. I want our country stay beautiful. I'm not a violent one, and I don't mix with the violent ones, okay? And I don't want our country to get dirty and filthy and violent, okay? That's the reason why I'm speaking in this manner.
It's
our country. Nobody has the authority, not even the Prime Minister, to tell us how we should run this country. He got a job to do, and if he don't do it right, then we move him. That's the way it goes.
I appreciate that, Bremen.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me read this part of the, as you continue to search, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
it's a part of the Miami Herald article, right? So it filed last month in federal court in New York City. The indictment names several suspected ringleaders, but points to much deeper corruption. The indictment implicates both the present and previous government, and it's striking for the sweeping way that federal prosecutors condemn the Bahamas for allowing its airports, its seaports, to be used as transshipment points for cocaine smuggling against the backdrop of rising crime rates. And I know they suggested that government officials from both administrations, but the idea that saying that we allowed our seaports and our airports to be used, government officials, right? That is concerning, right? In terms of the narrative and in terms of investigating. Has there been any announcement about new strategies or policies happening at the airport? We see videos about...
No.
Let me give you an example.
Oh, you mean how the, Cindy Patrice Jackson's return to the Bahamas was captured by the largest paparazzi? Who knew the Bahamas had the largest paparazzi in the world? And who knew all of them could get into the airport? Into a secure area.
I assume that's staff.
And take pictures.
Well, that's the point you're trying to make, that was staff.
I don't... But I ain't sharpening my pencil today. I ain't trying to make no points.
What's my point? They had the TV program, a series that comes on, right? They had this German flying into New York.
Mm-hmm.
The German flew into New York without any luggage at all. He didn't check any luggage in. He didn't have no carry-on. He just fly to New York. But then he went to the luggage roundabout thing, right? And he picked up a bag. That means somebody at the airport, right, packed that bag, put it on the plane, labeled it without being checked in.
We don't know if they packed it.
But how did it get to New York?
No, but we just don't know if they packed it. That's
no,
all
but
I'm
I say
saying.
Packed it, I mean packed it in terms of packed
somebody
it on the
loaded
plane.
It.
Loaded, yeah, on the plane. There have been any announcement that there have been new protocols, new procedures to stop the... I assume they're still shipping.
What I've been trying to tell you for the last 3 minutes is that the Prime Minister has not even indicated that they are planning to investigate on... Remember with Alstom? Remember Alstom? And then the Commissioner of Police said, well, we're not going to call the name. We're not going to call the name of the Bahamian named in the multi-jurisdictional indictment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to conduct our own investigation. They never did. And if they did, they never brought it to the public. The point is, he's already not said what they're going to do. I mean, he's already said it. And what his silence, what's been omitted, is a clear indication of what's happening. Surely you are also conducting your own internal investigation.
We can assume.
But that's not what he said.
No.
What he said is we're just waiting for the U.S. We essentially said we're not going to arrest anyone until we get a formal request from the U.S.
What about the seaport, the Defense Force? We have heard no criticism, no critique.
I waiting to hear from the ministry.
No demand.
I waiting to hear from the Minister of Energy and Transport.
But that's the Minister.
But maybe this is why we can't solve anything, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead. Explain what you mean. We don't know which ministry it comes under.
You don't know which ministry should be at the table and who should be speaking. Transport should be speaking.
But why not a Ministry of Defense? I mean, of National Security.
As well, they should be speaking.
You know there's been a heavy criticism of the past Commissioner of Police. There has been no criticism of the Commodore of the Defense Force. In fact, we have limited...
The last critique has been walk through. Is that the same Commodore when Minister walks through the hallway and
says,
you're still mashing up the boats?
I'm talking about this incident, right? The article, the Mary Herald article mentions that we're using our seas as a transshipment.
Yeah.
This is a constant thing. We know that it appears as if Defense Force officers is using whatever mechanisms to help that occur. But have they rectified that problem? Is it still happening? We see planes still landing with drugs. I mean, planes still landing with drugs at airports, right? Push come to shove, if the people didn't run off and leave the drugs, that too is going to be absorbed in the Bahamas and used another way. They're still able to land, right? So I'm trying, what has been corrected? Are we trying to correct these things? And that's my concern. It just seems as things will continue.
Things are continuing.
Go ahead.
Here's an article. PM to meet with RBDF.
Or he just going to meet with them?
Commodore to, quote, evaluate, sorry, PM to meet with RBDF Commodore to evaluate agency. PM Davis plans to soon meet with Royal Bahamas Defense Force Commodore Raymond King to evaluate what is happening in that agency after a chief petty officer was indicted in the United States for alleged cocaine and firearms trafficking. Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister said yesterday.
You ain't alarmed that the Prime Minister has yet to meet with the Commodore, but he met with the Commissioner of Police. It's like one person get demonized and the next one said, don't worry about that, I come and meet with y'all soon. Like, so like a week gone by.
I have been alarmed since I realized that nobody has referenced the broader context in which this is happening, which is say 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000. Like, this is taking place within a culture of smuggling. That's like, I'm alarmed at the conversations that are taking place because they seem to be devoid of the context necessary to actually provide or devise substantive, effective solutions. The point is, what do you mean you just go wait until you get a formal request from the U.S.? Like you say, what is the process? Are you not going to, in some way, limit their operation on the force?
As we transition, it's clear that the police force has made some effort. We could critique the effort.
What effort?
I say, let's say we could critique the effort.
But what is it? Tell me what it is, please.
Besides the legislation that's going to be passed, you see...
The police don't pass legislation.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the government. And it affects, I assume that Ministry of National Security proposed these things. It wouldn't be the Prime Minister. I assume the Ministry of National Security proposed these things, right? We see a brief restructuring of the police force. The new head and two new...
Not restructuring, just replacement. Restructuring.
And there's a proposed shuffle in terms of that, right? So... There has been a response. My point has been a response. You might be critique it and say there's not enough. Hold on. There's been a response.
Where are they getting this new leadership from?
I understand.
From the force?
That's why I said you can critique that. You can critique that, and I accept that.
No, but you have to actually say what it is that could be critiqued.
That you're not satisfied with what the response is. But I said, but there has been a response. That's my point. In contrast to the defense force.
I would just like to stick a pin, and at some point I'm going to have to tell you
that
thing you call a point is not even worth sticking
but
on the
come
board.
Come back to the defense force. Has there been any response at all to critique, to say, man, that's not good? What the defense force say they plan to do or are doing?
Well, what I read in the initial article that you told me wasn't really saying anything. It was the same thing the Prime Minister is saying. That nobody has actually stated a plan, a strategy, a part of a strategy. All of this is just rhetoric. Replacing the COP, that's rhetoric. That's not real. What are what's the rationale for selecting this individual from the same pool you selected the other individuals from? How has the selection process changed? Has the criteria changed, right? Like, it's scary that people think that they're going to solve the problem by just saying that they've solved the problem.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. I see where you're headed. You want to critique the selection process of the... I do not know how the Prime Minister selected the new Commissioner of Police. I don't know if he went to a board, a committee. The name just seemed to be randomly selected. I'm not sure of the qualifications. I'm not sure if he did a compare and contrast. I'm not sure even if the opposition cares. I'm not sure of any Bohemian care. I'm not sure of any Bohemian care where he got the new Commissioner from. We're just content that he says pick anybody and replace the last one. That's where we're at. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I see you, caller. Aaron, want to critique the process.
No, I want to critique. I want to critique your questions.
If you want to critique the process. In terms of how he chose the new lady, I don't know. He in charge. Who am I to question the Prime Minister? If he say the woman's competent, the woman's competent. I'm content with that. You're not... Okay. Let's take a quick...
I see why we are where we are.
It is what it is. Garden Radio AM, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Aaron's going to come back and she's going to be vexed. Vexed that the Prime Minister just picked somebody.
No. You see the producer, you know, Aubert, he played a song. I ain't going to be vexed for long. Not for long.
Yeah. Just be glad we get a female... No? Anyway, we'll be right back.
I want you to know Mayo day.
Hello?
Pinda, this is me.
Oh.
Listen, I think that this Christmas, you should really get in the spirit of things. I mean, apart from the great prices, I think your customers would like to see more of you. So I think that you should greet your customers, some in the morning, some in the afternoon. I don't expect you to be there all day. Now, listen, you know red is the color of Christmas. So I think that you should be in a red tuxedo. You would be saying something. Huh? Your customers would really feel like Santa Claus reach.
He could wear that red suit this Christmas. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Lottie and the Scotch Conk Band, and more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Sir Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This holiday season, the Cookie Caterer is bringing Christmas to life with every bite. Indulge in our festive flavors. Eggnog Snickerdoodle, Winter Ginger, Christmas Sugar, and the irresistible Eggnog Cream Cheese Stuffed Ginger. Need the perfect gift? Our Christmas gift boxes come in three sizes, starting at only $10. Visit us at our Carmichael Road or Prince Charles locations, or order online at cookiecaterer.com. We deliver everywhere in New Providence and to the Family Islands. Sweeten your holidays with the Cookie Caterer.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holidays to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Junkanoo and Jingle Bells are coming down Bay as hundreds of Santas will participate in Junkanoo Jingle to Bay 5K. The Christmas run for a good cause, Saturday, December 14th at 6 a.m. at Arawak Key. Form a team and register your pups to walk, run, roll, and rush to the Junkanoo Bee. Thanks to our sponsors, Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board, Guardian Radio, Nassau Agency Limited, HealthWise, Alpha Sounds, Duncan, Electronic Media, BWA, Thompson Trading, and Caribbean Bottling Company. JJ to Bay 5K. 7th. Register today at FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com.
And welcome back. What I'm going to do is, producer, I'm going to go to this caller quickly, and then we'll continue our program. Caller, you have 30 seconds. Sorry for the short time. Go ahead, caller. Nobody's there? Go ahead, caller. One, two, three. Aaron, are we able to critique the Prime Minister's request or selection for the new commissioner without being sexist? I mean, you can't be sexist. You're a woman.
I mean, I could be sexist, first of all. It's not like how reverse racism doesn't exist.
Yeah. But you say we could critique her?
We can critique her. Of course, you know, we're going to be accused of being sexist. We're going to be accused of being misogynist. Somebody's going to say, y'all can't just accept her because she's a woman. Like, we let the man them do it forever and they messing it up. We could just take a woman, no matter her qualifications, she could do a better job than these guys. Well, that's not necessarily true. Second of all, this, because she's a woman, it doesn't mean that she doesn't do the same thing men do. It doesn't mean she doesn't believe the same things men believe. Patriarchy, right? And so being a woman in and of itself does not remove you from critique.
When you go online and see the new commissioner's resume, it tells basically courses she took, but it doesn't go in detail of accomplishments. And I'm not sure if that was purposely done because none of them have got accomplishments. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get an executive management, they now put specifics. I have accomplished this. I've changed this. I've implemented that. And I'm noticing that none of that is in any of their resume, right?
Yeah.
Is that a concern?
Yes. Yes, of course it's a concern. Absolutely. We need to do it right. And then to couple that, right, like it's one thing that this is the way that you do it. But the next thing is that all of the commentary that accompanies these formal government processes, they're reckless. And my friend and we used to grow up together. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. At some point, you need to at least pretend like you are adhering to the rules.
Next question.
I found the headline I was looking for.
You want to read the headline, or are we going to save that for next time? Go ahead.
No, no, I want to read it just quickly. PM, we will arrest and extradite any accused in U.S. probe if requested.
If.
Right? Now, I know the language is specific. Arrest and extradite, right? But what's not said is, like, that's implied. Why did you have to come out and say that? Hmm. That's implied. If the U.S. ask you formally to arrest and extradite them, you could do that. And we know you could do that, yeah. Right? So why are you saying that? Well, for me, it means that what is not being said or what is not being spoken out loud when this is said, it suggests that, well, you ain't investigating them either. You're not conducting a parallel to confirm what it is that has been placed in the indictment as evidence. Mm. Right? Like, it's scary.
Yes. And especially when it's being implied that they're using the police force boats, the police force plane and the defense force boats. And if such has happened, if such has happened, it would suggest that it had to be more than one officer to make it happen.
Right. Like, this is so large that it's impossible for one person to be able to successfully carry it out.
And let me ask you this question, because I know we're running out of time. Were there more than one person put forward to be the commissioner of police? Like you say, these are our four.
There was no short list presented to the public. It was just said that I found suitable. And see, all of these things, you worried. What I was trying to say to you is that you're asking, what did the prime minister say to show us what they're doing? And what I'm telling you is that it's in the what they're not saying. Examine what they're not saying. That's going to tell you what they're doing and what they're going to do.
Anyway, it's time for news. It's 12 o'clock. It's been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Have a beautiful weekend.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.